I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. 65 unhoused campers will get tiny homes in San Rafael. A police officer is acquitted after an assault case in San Rafael. Local leaders push back against threats by Trump to send troops to San Francisco, while Alameda County increases spending on immigration protections. And there's a new gorilla in town at the San Francisco Zoo. Unhoused residents in a city-sanctioned encampment in San Rafael will soon relocate to a new interim housing site 2 miles north. That's the plan announced last week by city, county, and state officials who acted collaboratively to fund the $12.5 million project. 50 tents currently sit downtown behind a guarded fence along Mahon Creek Path. It was a temporary solution to an encampment that had grown there over years. Early next year, residents will be offered one of 65 private, lockable, heated cabins at a former school site on Marydale Road, where they will continue to receive health and human services. By 2028, the cabins will come down, and the city will build 80 units of permanent, affordable housing there. A San Rafael police officer who was accused after a 2022 altercation has been acquitted. Officer Brandon Nail was found not guilty last week of assault and falsifying a report. He and former officer Daisy Mazariegos were charged after a confrontation in the Canal neighborhood involving Julio Lopez, a landscaper drinking beer with friends. On Tuesday, the city of San Rafael said it had no choice but to reinstate Nail after having fired him after the encounter. The state will reauthorize his certification. The law firm defending Nail has successfully represented police throughout the Bay Area, including officers in Vallejo who fatally shot suspects or were fired for performance on duty. After President Donald Trump said he's considering sending National Guard troops to San Francisco because it's riddled with crime, state and local leaders have publicly pushed back. Police data shows overall crime down 26% this year. Mayor Daniel Lurie said homicides are at a 70-year low, and car break-ins are the lowest in 22 years. San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener said, "We don't need Trump's authoritarian crackdown in our city. Bottom line, stay the hell out of San Francisco." Governor Gavin Newsom and Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi also condemned Trump's remarks. Attorney General Rob Bonta warned that any unlawful federal troop deployment would face immediate legal action. Amid the federal crackdown on immigration, the Alameda County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved more emergency funding to strengthen services for immigrants and refugees. $3.57 million was approved last week to expand the county's outreach efforts, rapid response hotline, and deportation legal defense. In March, county supervisors earmarked $3.5 million for similar programs, bringing the total investment in 2025 to over $7 million. A 26-year-old silverback western lowland gorilla named Cecil made his public debut at the San Francisco Zoo this weekend. Cecil was born in 1998 in the Cincinnati Zoo and has been slowly adjusting to San Francisco's habitat for the last 2 months. Cecil was selected through the Gorilla Species Survival Plan following the February death of San Francisco's longtime male gorilla, Oscar Jonesy. Cecil joins three females, Bawang, Manifa, and Kimani. Cecil is described as calm and adaptable. Nice traits for a mate. Zookeepers hope he will grow the park's gorilla family. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.